Annihilation of Caste, An Undelivered Speech, 1936, by Dr. B. R. Ambedkar. Read by Sagar Arya for Dharma Audiobooks. Introduction and Background. Dr. Bhimrao Ramji Ambedkar, 1891 to 1956, was one of the most extraordinary figures in the history of India. Born into a poor Mahar caste, formerly known as one of the untouchable castes, his natural ability and determination, with some good fortune, enabled him to rise above caste prejudice and become one of the founding fathers of modern India. Following his education in India, he studied law at Columbia University in the US and took a postgraduate degree in economics at the London School of Economics. For thousands of years, Indian society was dominated by the concept of caste, a major element of Hinduism. There are four castes: Brahmin or priestly caste, the Kshatriya or warrior caste, the Vaishya or merchant caste, and Shudra or servant caste. Outside these principal castes were the non-castes, groups of people generally called and regarded as untouchables. There were strict rules on interaction between caste and non-caste people involving touching, eating, intermarrying, etc. There was no opportunity of change. You stayed in the caste into which you were born. It was your duty to engage in the work assigned by religion without demur. Dr. Ambedkar grew up at a time when most members of untouchable castes lived harsh lives doing the worst jobs: night soil collectors, sweepers, and other menial jobs. He was also acutely aware of the severe prejudice with which high caste members viewed the untouchable castes and the severe violence and oppression inflicted on them. It was a social system which had prevailed for thousands of years, imprisoning generation after generation in poverty and misery, and he championed for change throughout his life. Courageously, he used his intellect, his personal high public standing both in India and abroad, and his vision to work towards the outlawing of caste distinction. In 1935, a reforming Hindu movement, the Jat Pat Todak Mandal, Society for the Abolition of the Caste System, invited Dr. Ambedkar to deliver a major speech as president of the Mandals, the society's annual conference, in May 1936. He accepted the invitation, wrote the speech, and shortly before the date, sent it to the organizers so that they knew what he would be saying. He realized it was a controversial and uncompromising declaration in its condemnation of the state of caste in Indian society. It proved even too strong for the Jat Pat Todak Mandal itself, which asked him to make minor changes, but, characteristically, he refused. And as a result, the invitation to speak was withdrawn. Dr. Ambedkar decided to publish his speech, Annihilation of Caste, at his own expense. It created an even greater stir, being made widely available. Mahatma Gandhi, a defender of the caste system, then responded with two articles in his magazine, Harijan, the patronizing title he gave to the untouchables, children of God. Santram, leader of the Jat Pat Todak Mandal, then responded to Gandhi. Finally, Dr. Ambedkar himself responded to both. These comments were included in subsequent editions of Annihilation of Caste. Dr. Ambedkar became the Home Minister for India as it worked towards independence from British rule, and he played a major role in devising the Indian Constitution, which included the outlawing of untouchability. However, he eventually concluded that the strong influence of traditional Hinduism and its view on caste would never change society at its deepest level, and he declared that although he was born a Hindu, he would not die a Hindu. It was the only way to release his community from the stigma of untouchability. After decades of studying various world religions, he decided Buddhism was the most rational for the modern world, and particularly appropriate as the Buddha was born in India. On the 14th of October, 1956, Dr. Ambedkar, known popularly as Baba Sahib, converted to Buddhism at a mass meeting of many thousands of ex-untouchables in Nagpur. Already ill, he died a few weeks later at his home in Delhi on the 6th of December, 1956. Annihilation of Caste remains one of the great documents of world political history, along with the Rights of Man and the Communist Manifesto. It is presented here along with the replies from Gandhi and Santaram, and Dr. Ambedkar's concluding remarks. Today, the term used by ex-untouchables to describe their background is Dalit. There are more than 170 million people with a Dalit background in India, 16% of the population. Despite the legal protection, many, especially in rural areas, suffer from discrimination, prejudice, and severe violence and perform the degrading, unhealthy, and menial work consigned to them over generations. The work of Dr. Ambedkar, remembered with reverence by Dalits today, bettered the lives of millions. But there is still a long way to go to achieve equality.